I was diagnosed on, I guess it would be probably October 30th or October 31st of 2011. And everything happened very fast for me. So I got a call from, because of a pap smear, so I'll say that, as important as our pap smears are, that is the biggest thing for me. It was caught in a pap smear, which was my very first abnormal pap smear ever in my life. And the doctor told me that they saw what they thought was cancer cells. And working at a major medical center at the time in California, I understood what "I think" means. We think we see something, that they really saw something. And just to push forward, I had conversation with my doctor. She called me. I was on vacation November 4th. We had the conversation. And she told me about the biopsy and the surgery. In the conversation with my doctor, I heard very clearly, do it now. So in the conversation, I said to her, well, as you've explained, if we do surgery, you can still get in as far as you need to and still get the biopsy. I don't have to do the biopsy and then wait for the surgery. And after some back and forth, she finally just said, call me on Tuesday when you come back from your birthday vacation and we'll schedule the biopsy. I said, well, we're going to schedule the surgery. So long story short, I scheduled the surgery for November 30th, which was at the end of the month. And again, everything happened very fast. When I woke up, the doctor was standing over me and she was crying. And I thought something was the matter. And she said, I just want to let you know that the God that you serve, and then she stopped and she was getting emotional. And she said, because we went all the way in and did the surgery, I want you to know that we were in far enough to see that cancer was already on your cervix. And we also were able to get rid of the cancer cells that were there. So that's really my story. And for me, it has been, it's been quite a journey, because being obedient to Spirit is what actually saved me. Continuing to trust in Him is what keeps me, is my continuing saving grace. I'm 5 years cancer-free as of November 30th of this year coming up. So I guess my mission is to speak with young girls and women, period, about the importance of a pap smear. And I do my pap smear every year around my birthday so I don't forget, and because it's something that I'm going to do for myself every year. So I'm never going to forget it. And my cervical cancer is not HPV related, so that has made a challenge in me sharing my struggle, because I've always felt like I don't have anything to give to anyone. It doesn't matter what your faith is. You know, God is a God of many names. But whoever you believe in, whatever your higher power is, to really connect to that, because it's having the diagnosis, period, can be very strenuous mentally, physically, emotionally. And a lot of times we're going to really have to tap into something beyond us. It's not just physical. I've learned that I'm not alone. I've learned that my story with being the 9% of non-HPV related cervical cancer diagnosis, I'm not alone in that. There were some women who actually found that they didn't share their story the same way, because they felt like they had to believe the doctors when the doctors said, well, majority of cervical cancer comes from HPV, so you probably missed it, or you must have not taken care of something. And because there's such a stigma on HPV, it can make you want to just not talk about it.